It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's the Drive, Brouhaha. It's time for Brews News with Herlinda. Hi, Herlinda.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I don't know. let me check.
You sound cheery.
I think I'm okay, yeah. joining us again, the great beer god, Ken Grossman from Sierra Nevada and everything else. Ken, how are you?
I'm doing all right, and you guys are hanging there, it sounds like.
Yep, we're doing the best we can.
Hey, Ken.
Hello. How are you doing, Linda?
So what's going on with Sierra Nevada during all this mayhem here?
Well, we shuttered our restaurants, our tours, our gift stores, our eventing folks, or some of our sales folks. We're trying to keep everybody employed in some fashion, keep everybody on benefits anyway, and we've got to, trying to remake our business a bit, so we start doing takeout food at both of our restaurants.
We've
put people to work in other areas. People working in the restaurant are now repacking variety packs of beer and doing other jobs like that around the brewery.
So where do people go to find out everything you're doing and how to get some of that great beer?
Online. Yeah, you can go to our website, and it's all on there.
Okay.
And then we're trying to help in the local community. So our local hospital reached out, it's been almost 2 weeks ago now, and was having difficulty sourcing, actually initially, a PCR machine that could be utilized for COVID testing, and we're sophisticated enough brewery where we use PCR as one of the methods to look for wild yeast or bacteria in all of our beers. So our beers get PCR samples daily, and so we've got those instruments in our labs. And we first found out that the hospital had difficulty sourcing the actual test kits for the COVID virus. Which, you know, we obviously don't do that kind of testing, but one of our instruments out in North Carolina was the same one that was being supported across the country, and there were test kits available for that model. So we were all set to go out and get that instrument and bring it back to have them use in the hospital, and they, the night I was going to head back there to get it, they found enough test kits, but they said, what we don't have is the medium that's used to hold, and could we help there? And since our lab staff is very experienced in making all sorts of culture mediums, our head of quality took a look at the what it would take from the CDC to make that recipe, and we decided we easily had the capability to make vial samples for them. So we purchased enough ingredients to make, I think, up to about 10,000 vials of the BTM solution, and we've delivered 1,000 so far to the hospital.
Wow. Unbelievable. The founder and president of Sierra Nevada, our friend Ken Grossman's with us. Herlinda?
Hey, Ken. How are you doing? I was so excited when I got the press release about this. I love, like, I've been trying to focus on or find things that breweries are doing and, you know, spirit companies, et cetera, that are helping with the COVID-19 testing or the pandemic or helping bartenders, et cetera. And when I saw this, it was like, wow. Well, of course, Sierra Nevada knows how to do something this high tech. What is the medium? Like, is that, I mean, is it basically a type of alcohol or what does it, you know, how difficult is it to make the viral transport medium?
It's actually more of a nutrient broth, and it's used to sort of stabilize and allow the virus to survive in the culture tube until it can get into the PCR instrument, which looks for the DNA or RNA of the virus. And so the option, if you don't have that VTM, is you can use like a saline solution, but then the virus would pretty quickly die and would not then be potentially caught during the PCR test. So the PCR amplifies that DNA and RNA, and I say we use it to look for wild yeast or bacteria in our beers, and you know, all living things have that signature, and so we get kit specific to look for lactic acid bacteria or wild yeast or some other kind of potential contaminant in the fermentation. And so that the kit that's used in the PCR machine that's used in the medical industry to look for COVID is a different kit that specifically is looking for those strands of DNA or RNA in the virus. But the medium just sort of preserves it until they can get it into the machine to test.
Tell everyone what PCR stands for.
Polymerase chain reaction, and it's an instrument that basically just amplifies the DNA. It makes multiple sequences of it, so you can start out with a very small amount and multiply it many thousands of times in a pretty quick amount of time. And conventionally, and we do a lot of this too, for us to look for wild yeast or bacteria, you would allow it to grow in a petri dish, and that might take days or a week or something for a wild yeast or bacteria to grow in a petri dish. And this allows you to do that amplification of the microorganism very quickly. And so in a matter of hours, essentially, you can grow up the DNA or RNA and then be able to find it.
Geez, Ken, are you you must have graduated with a science degree or something. You've really got this down, dude.
I studied chemistry. I wouldn't say I'm an expert in this field by any means. We have our staff is microbiologists and chemists and people who are way, way more knowledgeable and sophisticated in these technologies than I am. But I know enough to understand when they go and ask me for money to buy a machine, I require that they explain how it's going to be used and what it's going to do and how it's going to benefit us. So I have learned quite a bit of a wide range of science over the years.
Very cool.
I have a question real quick. So you guys are doing this right now for the Enlow Medical Center based in Chico. Have you been asked, like now that this word's getting out from other hospitals and other areas or even from the state now that they're doing public COVID testing, like we're doing in Sonoma County now, to get more of this medium for them?
Yes, we have, and I don't know if I'm at liberty yet to divulge some of the people who have asked us, but yes, there are requests coming in, and we are working with a large group to try to help them out. So our staff, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call or letting me have a chance to chat with you guys.
It's always cool.
Let us know what else is going on, too, please.
It is Brews News with Erlinda, brought to you by Russian River Brewing. They're trying to make life just a little bit easier during all this mayhem. Their downtown Santa Rosa Brew Pub is now open for takeout beer and food every day, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And this makes it easy. You can just call 545-BEER. Isn't that not enough numbers? No, it's local. 545-BEER. Yeah, okay, never mind. you can still get great selections of bottles, cans, and growlers, including local favorites like Pliny the Elder and Happy Hops. Also available are the Brew Pub's tasty beer bites, chicken wings, salads to go, and a lot more. The menu's online at RussianRiverBrewing.com. And Herlinda, I was watching a documentary the other day, and they called him Pliny. Pliny the Younger, well, Pliny the Older, but we say Pliny.
Yeah, the correct pronunciation for the philosopher Pliny the Elder is Pliny, yes. But it's so much more fun to say Pliny. And they even have a puppy right now that they are raising to be, I think, for the Canine Companions. And the puppy's name is Pliny, and he's so cute.
with Russian River, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Mark Carpenter, man, it's been a long time,
how you
dude.
Doing, buddy?
I miss you.
Yes, it has. Yeah, you know, same here.
Totally miss you.
What have you been doing, dude?
Well, you know, I've been trying to ride the horses and stay away from people and just stay well.
So everyone's fine in your fam?
Yes, we're all doing well. My daughter came up from the city and moved in for it with us because she didn't believe that my wife and I, or Betsy and I, would take care of ourselves. So she's acting as...
That's cool.
And she's right.
Having everybody around.
Mark Carpenter started at, the place with the stuff and the thing, Anchor in San Francisco, 71. And, of course, he's a regular on the Brouhaha when we're open for people to come in. But it's great talking to you, buddy. Give me some thoughts on beers. How are you? I guess you probably have a big beer cellar, but I don't know if that's a thing or not.
Nah, I just get some beers now and then when you want them. I think, to my mind, beer should be fresh, the vast majority of the time. There may be a few cases for an aged beer, but I like fresh beer, and there's lots available around here. But it's been kind of interesting, that it's good to be a brewer, because I wanted to do some baking, and it's real difficult. The stores are all out of yeast. So I called a brewer friend and got some yeast. So it's helpful to be a brewer.
What are you baking? Are you making sourdough too?
Oh, I tried to make English muffins. It was not much of a success, but it's something to do, and I wanted to give it a try. What got me going is a bakery in Napa that makes the best English muffins you could ever taste, and they were closed for a while, and I thought, well, I'll make them myself. I think they're back open now, and I should just go get them there, because mine was kind of a failure.
I love English muffins.
Yeah, aren't they great?
I would never think of trying to make them myself, but they're great stuff.
Well, I wouldn't, under normal circumstances, I would not either, but... These are unusual times, right?
Our great friend, Drive Hall of Famer Mark Carpenter, for so many years with Anchor in San Francisco, and a longtime friend of the show, co-host on Brouhaha. Mark, stay well, and we'll talk soon, buddy.
Very
we miss
good.
You.
Take care.
Okay, you too.